Hola, mi gente. My name is Jessica Yáñez, and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey guys, welcome to this brand new episode of Girl Talking Mas podcast. I'm here with my girl Kenya. Hey Kenya.
Hello.
You guys, we have a super exciting guest with us today. I want you to meet Christina Flack. She is an amazing celebrity makeup artist, hairstylist, and creator and CEO of her own makeup brand, Pretty Girl Makeup. Christina, welcome to Girl Talking Mas podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me. How are you guys today?
Oh my gosh, we're doing amazing.
Excited.
Yeah, we're excited for a whole new year. It's like Happy New Year, by the way. Happy New Year. I hope you had a wonderful new year with your family. But yeah, we're doing great and we are really excited. You know, I was just telling you, Kenya is a makeup artist and hairstylist here in San Antonio. She has her own business and she does makeup for a lot of the on-air TV segments that we do and everything like that. But kind of tell us your story. Like, how has this kind of like always been a love of yours? Like, always kind of wanted to do this, or how did you get into this field?
Well, I started working on my friends and family and my mother.
Yes.
It just kind of segued from there. And then my mom had stage 4 cancer and was going on a date with my father. And so I wanted to make her look like how she would normally look. And for a few products and my very few skills, I managed to make her look a lot better. But more importantly, how she felt so much better. And that's what I love of my job, which I'm sure you can relate to, is how we make people feel and making people look like the best versions of themselves.
So yes, of course.
It's definitely one of the gifts with purchases of doing this job.
Kenya, you always say that when you talk about doing your craft and everything, is how some of the women come in there and they're like, oh my God, I feel so much better. Like, you saved me from like, you know, being sad or, you know, being depressed.
Yes.
Like they leaving so beautiful. And I mean, I guess that feeling kind of like takes it all in where you're like, yeah, this is kind of something I want to do, you know, with myself.
Oh yes. I feel like it's such an art, like the beauty industry in general is such an art, and we get to meet so many people and interact with so many people, so many cultures, so many diversity. Like, I think it's amazing how we have the ability to enhance people's beauty or human's beauty. And that's kind of like my slogan, highlighting your beauty, not changing it, but highlighting.
It's kind of like mine, looking like the best version of you.
Yes, yes.
Making people look like the best version of
you.
So how long did it take you to kind of start it to where you kicked off your brand? Did you become like, you're obviously doing makeup artist and you're a celebrity makeup artist. So you work with everybody from actresses, actors, politicians, sports, everybody in between. And you're in the San Francisco area. So how has that like come across, like building that clientele, working in that industry? Like, how hard is that? I feel like that's really hard to do, when, especially like in that whole scene, you know?
It was hard, and it didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of years. I didn't start out as a celebrity makeup artist. I was
just a
makeup artist. And then I got my first celebrity. And I think what made a change was I started working with photographers. And I got a portfolio together. And I miraculously got represented by agents. And so that really was a game changer for me. I have, I'm with Ford Artists.
Oh, my God.
LA, Chicago, San Francisco. And so I go all over the place. I was in Arizona last month working with Ronan, Ronan Farrow, for a documentary that he's doing. And then I worked with Chris Harrison from, he was on The Bachelor, Tyler Florence is my long-term client. We're going to be starting a show at the end of this month in LA for the Food Network, Great Food Truck Race. I think it's season 16. So we did a Williams Sonoma commercial in December, which came out, was gorgeous. And I did Rita Moreno last year for People Magazine. So that was fun. So no I had I, last year yeah. was a pretty miraculous year for me. I was on the cover of, I think, 4 magazines, which was shocking.
Ooh, congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah, so that was interesting. But yeah, it's so interesting. I started doing these podcasts and then writing mm-hmm. for magazines and doing the photo shoots and TV. And it's just so interesting what doors will open for you if you're open.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Of course.
It's really interesting. So I think that's one of the things I love. I love to travel. I love meeting new people. And so being a makeup artist is a perfect fit for me. But also mm-hmm. being a CEO is great as well because, you know, as a makeup artist, it's exhausting. So and you don't work every day. You know, some days you'll work like every day and then you may not work for a week or two. It's the mm-hmm. it's like being an actor. It's just a bizarre job.
So
it's nice having, you know, plan B. I always, you know, I have my company that I'm working on all the time, but mm-hmm. I guess like today I'm doing podcasts. I did radio interview and then do some more work in my office and mm-hmm. it's always different. And I like that. It would be really challenging for me to go to an office and sit in a cubicle all day
and do the exact same thing every day.
Yes. Right. And not interact with people. I think it would it wouldn't be a good fit for me. So I think I figured out what I love doing and figured out how to get paid. So I am very happy.
Props to people who can go to an office because I couldn't either. I started off and I was like, oh no, I need to follow my dream. And I like how you mentioned that you have multiple things you're doing at a time just so you don't have any like dead time when you're not as busy. Tell us how it is as a makeup artist. How is it balancing life? Because personally, I think like when you work in the beauty industry, it's really hard to balance and create boundaries. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with that?
Well, I think I've become really good at creating balance in my life. I'm very disciplined. So I wake up every day and I have, you know, my water, my green juice. I went and did a hot power yoga class today with 120 people in the room. I didn't know it was on. And even if I'm on, if I'm filming, like last year when we were filming in Los Angeles, I would go to a yoga or Pilates class. I am so disciplined. It doesn't matter where I am, what I'm doing. I will make sure I wake up an hour or two early so that I get a workout in. I think it's undisciplined and lazy, unmotivated people that just say, oh, I can't, I don't have time. That's total. I think, especially when I'm doing a TV show, all I'm doing is taking care of Tyler and I don't have any kids. I don't have a house. I don't have to do any errands. So, I'm in a hotel typically with a gym, or I can go to a yoga or Pilates class. So I actually find it easier when I'm, and I plan ahead. Like I will go to Press Juicery and get 6 green juices. So I will have like 3 in a day and then I have the next day. So, and then I am very disciplined about not eating junk on set because it is, I 7,000 pounds in a day eating all that because I'm a crack sugar addict.
It's downhill from there.
So I need to, you know, bring my almonds, bring the green juice, and bring my water. I bring like 2 these, and I make sure I drink at least 2 of those a day. And so it's just being disciplined and having a plan. It's not that hard and you get used to it. I know I can give a lot more when I'm feeling good. Like I've worked out, I've eaten well. I'm not having that awful guilt feeling like, oh, I haven't worked out. Oh my God, I need to eat better. I just omit that from my life. It makes it much easier.
I love that. What a great way to say, like, no matter where you're at, you still have that same morning routine, that same, you know, your green juice, your workout, you know, like that is just, I feel like you have such a, probably like a great mindset of, you know, sticking to that. So like you said, it's really disciplined, but I love that you do that no matter where you're at. Like that's so cool.
It makes it easier because then there's no room for like, I don't drink during the week. So then I take away that. And right now, cause it's January, I'm like, really, I just threw away all the candy in my house that I had out. And I don't want to be tempted. And the cookies that were left over and the cake, I just threw it all out and went to the market after yoga today and just made sure we're going to be eating extra clean right now.
Oh, I love that.
Went day, I'm shooting with NBC. I'm the beauty expert on NBC on California Live. So,
oh, I love that. Yeah,
it's so fun. And so I really can't go on camera if I'm looking bloated and blotchy skin and tired.
Yeah. So there's a preparation for that when you have those coming up that you really concentrate on your skin and how you're going to feel.
I can't be giving advice if I look terrible, right?
Yes. True. I wanted to ask you more about your brand, but before that, I had to ask you your first celebrity person that you said you did with that kind of like kickstarted that. Who was that?
Oh my gosh. You know what? This is so bad. I can't even remember who my first celebrity was.
Okay. I was just wondering. I was like, I wonder who that was.
It's been a really long time, but I've had Tyler for 16 years.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so much fun meeting all these people. I feel like I'm Oprah. I sit in my chair and I get to talk to them. It's the best.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah, because you definitely have a lot of my favorite people like Hillary Swank and Condoleezza Rice, like just all these different people from all these different ways of life that you get to connect with. Like, I can just imagine like some of the, you know,
the stories
you hear, or just like the, you know, the different personalities you get to meet and things like that. Like, that's just part of like, I guess, part of like the exciting thing of being, you know, a traveling, you know,
makeup artist. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. And I work with Fox a lot. So mm-hmm. I did a documentary this past year with Casey McDonald on the conspiracy theories at the Denver airport, which was really interesting.
Oh, wow. Mm. I never heard that.
Yeah, I hadn't either. And I'd been there a bunch of times. And I always thought that the airport was so weirdly designed, like the security is like open, like it's almost like a maze. It's very strange.
I've never been to Denver, so I don't know.
Yeah, wow. It's bizarre. But you can Google that show and check it out. It was great. But that's what's fun, is just meeting all these different people and work and hearing different perspectives on life. You know, you open up your whole everything when you meet different people.
Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us more about Pretty Girl Makeup. How did you kind of get into, and I'm like, what kind of like products do you have? But like, how hard is it to kind of put together the actual like product?
Work with a beauty chemist. Like, I started, I was a makeup artist and I was a mom with all these kids, and I was in a constant battle with my water bottle and my lip gloss. I couldn't find one that lasted and it wasn't drying. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll invent my own. Well, I didn't realize it took a lot longer than I had anticipated. It was over a year formulating the texture and the colors, and then you get the packaging and the naming and everything. So, you know, Tyler always says, if anyone knew how hard it was to be exceptional, no one would do a goddamn thing. And it's true.
Yeah.
But I also say that it's super important to love what you're doing, because at the beginning, you're not making money, you're spending money, and it's taking so long. It's, you know, it can be frustrating, but if you're enjoying the process, there's no way you can't succeed. I think if you decide that you, I guess what it is, if you want to be successful, and by doing what you love, but if you're going into it just wanting to make, you know, $20 billion and you don't really love it, you're not going to succeed, because it is so challenging and frustrating at times. So if you're enjoying the process, I think that you can't help but succeed.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So I'm a big lip gloss person. I'm not a lipstick person. I'm more of a lip gloss person. So you just saying that, like, so do you have a lip gloss that doesn't easily come off after drinking from the water bottle? Is that what I'm hearing? Yes. Do I need to go out to prettygirlmakeup.com right now?
Yes, and you can get 25% off with the Pretty Girl for you and your listeners. Yes, it has natural oils in it, so it's long lasting, but it's also hydrating and moisturizing and anti-aging at the same time. But
I love that.
Yeah. And I wanted it to look good on all my friends and family, because they're all different shades of the rainbow. And I was self-funded until right now. I'm starting a new company called I'm Too Busy. I wanted the colors to look good on everyone. And because I was self-funded, I, you know, didn't have a million colors. So that's how we started. And then I named them all kind of funny names. I was inspired by the women that created Benefit Cosmetics, because they all call names. So I named mine funny names: Rich Husband, Day at the Spa, Let's Go Shopping, Girlfriends, Cocktails.
Oh, I love it.
So that's kind of how it started. Right now, I've I've had, my line has been, had everything, but I've right now shrunk it down to just lips. It's okay. Just, mm-hmm. We're just lip gloss right now, but the new line is going to be skincare and makeup.
Ooh, and I love that. I'm excited.
Thank you. I am too. It's a lot of fun. And I have investors now, so it's a very different thing.
So we can go more colors, more variety.
More everything.
More everything. Oh, mm-hmm. That's going to be so exciting for you.
It is. It's very hard to compete with the Kylie Jenners and the Rihannas of the world because exactly. They have an endless supply of money. And with these the whole beauty industry is so different from when I started. When I started, mm-hmm. There was no Facebook or Instagram. There were celebrities, agents, managers, stylists, and mm-hmm. celebrities, obviously. And so it was just different. You would send product to a celebrity and they would get photographed with it or mention it. And that was that. You didn't have to pay them. Now it's a totally different story.
Yes, it is.
And it can be very expensive. I mean, think about it. You could pay, Kim Kardashian. You could pay her $1 million. Doesn't mean you're going to get $1 million back of sales. So it's that whole marketing thing is a very different game than it used to be.
It very much is. It is. Yeah, exactly.
And how do you feel the social media aspect of it has improved your business? Do you feel like it has helped you grow, or you feel it's more of like word of mouth in your case?
I think it's probably the social media has definitely helped, but word of mouth helps as well. I think it's a combination, but it's so much work with the social media. I have Avery who takes care of Instagram. Mm-hmm. Allegra does TikTok and they just do that. And the Twitter. And so it's and Facebook. So it's, I have people that are, very young doing all that stuff because that is a young person's game. I have, as my kids tell me, I'm too old to even be on TikTok and I shouldn't be.
Oh, no way.
No, you absolutely can't
go on TikTok.
Absolutely not. You definitely belong on TikTok because just like sharing little tips. I mean, I'm 46, so I'm in my 40s. I'm looking for the anti-aging and things to help my lips and my skin because I really haven't done any type of like Botox or anything like that to my face, so.
Yeah, I thought you were like 25.
Well, thank you very much. No, I know. I'm the mom of the group. Genya, you're like in your 20s still.
I'm 28.
Yes. But yeah, that's what I love. That's what I love about us. We're all different age.
That's great to have those different perspectives. Yeah. I think the best beauty tip, I say this all the time, is sunscreen.
Yeah.
And sleep.
Yeah.
Sleep is a big deal. Getting enough rest, drinking enough water, having a lot of alcohol, obviously no cigarettes. And a lot of, you can do a different moisturizer. I shock my skin all the time. I don't just do one day I do face oil, in the morning I'll use apricot face oil all over my face. And then I'll, I use an eye cream and I'm, vitamin C serum. I am constantly doing different things to my skin to keep it looking, relatively hydrated and healthy.
Do you think that's
better? Flawless.
Yeah, you look flawless. You're beautiful. Do you think that's a better routine than having the exact same like moisturizer, cleanser, using every single day the same thing? Do you think it's better to change it up and maybe have, because like me, like, so I'm gonna tell you, like, my problem area is always under my eyes. And I'm always texting Kenya and saying, Kenya, my eyes, like it's not only the dark circles, but I get like the puffiness and stuff.
I think celery juice, the green juice really helps with the puffiness for sure. And then I also get those little jade rollers. I keep them in the refrigerator and freezer every morning.
I love those.
When I wake up, for like one of the first things I do when I go into the kitchen is ice my eyeballs, my neck.
Really?
Yes. And I do think it takes away some swelling and inflammation. I really think it's good. So I think that's helpful. And then concealer, first of all, eye cream or any sort of moisturizer under the eye, but concealer, I layer the concealer. I don't put a big glob. I may need a glob. I mean, a big glob, but I will put it on and then I'll put a layer of it. Then I'll put on some sunscreen. Then I'll put on some eyeliner. Then I put on a little more. So I'll put on like 3 or 4 layers of concealer because I have darkness under my eyes as well.
What's your favorite concealer? Do you have a favorite?
Right now I'm kind of digging. Let's see. What is it? Bobbi Brown.
I've been on the big Tarte Shape Tape, but I've been, that's what I've always used kind of is the Shape Tape, but I am thinking about using the IT Cosmetics one. I hear
It's very heavy. The IT
is
Cosmetics
heavy. Okay.
Very, very heavy. So you have to really make sure you are hydrated underneath, or it's going to look really kinky.
Interesting.
So hydration is super important. But you know, there if for a reasonable amount of money, these Maybelline ones that have like a little sponge on top, and they're really they're like a little.
Yeah.
And they have it in a million different colors, but they have also highlighter ones, and they're really what I like about it is that it's moist. So if I'm out, like it puts moisture back under there. You don't want to or anything dry there because it shows everything.
Yes.
So adding moisture, you know, I like concealers that are wet and, you know, doing thin lines of it and tapping it in. So I think that's the best. You'll get your best look. You can.
Yes.
Yay. I love these tips right now, Christina. Thank
yes.
you.
So tell us your three favorite products that you would ride or die. Like three, if you could choose three from the whole entire makeup
world.
Yes.
Okay. Well, for sure, concealer,
and
mascara, and Pretty Girl lip gloss.
Pretty Girl lip gloss. I love it.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite mascara too, Christina?
I am constantly trying new mascaras.
Yes.
I just tried one. Is it Tarte? That's really good. There's so many great ones out there. You know what I like at Sephora? They have, and to try them, this is a great way to do it. Just get the little mini travel ones.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The little minis.
Yeah. And I think that's a great way to try them. But I also feel mascara is not a fine wine and get better with time. It needs to get tossed after 3 months.
Okay. Yes.
They dry out. So if you want the best result from the mascara, it doesn't matter what kind, just keep a fresh one on.
Keep
hand.
It always a fresh one. You guys, that is like the best advice, because I think I forget to throw mine out all the time. And I'm always like, when did I buy this? How
it's
long
working.
Have I had this? Yeah. Why are my eyes like so blah? So I did want to ask you, I was reading over your bio and I know you've done some work with the Sepsis Alliance. And that's been very, very close and important to you. So do you want to say like kind of like how you got involved with helping spread the word about that and what that actually is?
Yes, I was married to Ken Flack. He was a professional tennis player. He was former number one doubles player in the world with his partner, Rob Siguso. And he passed away. It'll be 5 years this March from sepsis.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I did not know what sepsis was when he got it. It's an infection of the blood that attacks all your vital organs. So after he passed away, the Sepsis Alliance contacted me because they had heard he had died of sepsis. And they asked if I'd be willing to raise awareness for the signs of sepsis. And so I said, yes, I would. And that's kind of how I started doing these podcasts, awareness for sepsis. And then it segued into dealing with grieving in a positive way, or how I deal with it. And then obviously talking about my career. But I think if you go to sepsis.org and scroll down, there's a little image that says time. And what it is, T is for temperature. You can be incredibly hot or incredibly cold. I is for infection in some place in your body. M is for mental decline. Once they're kind of septic, it's a little hard to rouse them. They're a little confused. And E is for excruciating pain. You feel like you're dying because you are. If you think you have any of these signs, is get to an emergency, tell them you think you might be septic, and they'll take a blood test and they can determine very quickly if you are, and get you on an IV antibiotic and you will survive. But it's not like the common cold that you think, oh, I'll wait. If I don't feel better tomorrow, I'll.
It's not that.
It's not that. It's if you think you have it, get to the doctor immediately, because if you don't, it will shut down all your vital organs. So my husband had we had called his doctors at Kaiser Permanente. They didn't see him. I got him to the emergency the following morning. And in 16 hours from the doctor phone call to getting him to the emergency, he was on life support and died in 4 days.
Wow.
Very aggressive, relentless disease. And so I urge people to go to sepsis.org to read about it, and just to raise a conversation. And so many people don't know about it. And 250,000 people die a year of sepsis.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Was he just feeling sick, having symptoms, and you guys didn't know really what was wrong? So it wasn't something like he was diagnosed with that you had to watch. It's kind of something that just comes up in your blood?
So he had bronchitis. It had turned into pneumonia. The doctors gave him cough medicine with codeine and no antibiotic. So if you have an infection in some place in your body and you don't, and you take cough medicine with codeine, it's very dangerous because it slows down your breathing and it makes an infection grow at a crazy rate. So that cough medicine with codeine is very, very dangerous if you have an infection, very dangerous. So because he did not get an antibiotic, his bronchitis and turned into pneumonia, turned into sepsis.
Oh my gosh.
Very quickly. So it's very important to make sure that you get to the doctor if you have any of those signs.
Well, thank you for sharing and bringing awareness. I did not know that existed. I am one of those million people that didn't know that existed. But thank you for opening up about that. I'm sure it's very hard to share.
Yes. Well, I just feel that it's important. I've gotten so many amazing responses from people that have heard interviews that I've done and, you know, became aware of sepsis. And then someone in their life had the signs and they got them to a hospital. So it feels really good to help other people not lose their loved ones.
Yes, definitely.
It's important. And I'm also a big, my son Beau passed away 16 years ago from SIDS, and he was 4.5 months old.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Education and nutrition are very important to me. So I started the Baby Beau Educational Fund at the Northern Light School. And then
I love that.
Yeah. And then after Ken passed, I started the Ken Flack Educational Fund. And then we started the Beau Friedman Outdoor Classroom. That's a garden and outdoor classroom at the Edna McGuire School. So I've really tried to turn these terrible things that have happened to our family into something positive for our community, to honor them and to remember them.
Absolutely. And I think that's such an important part. Like you just said, you've shared your healing process over the years and you've suffered so much loss, obviously losing a child and then losing your husband. What are something you can kind of give to our listeners to kind of help with that healing process? Obviously what you're doing right now and honoring their memory and celebrating their life that they had, that you got to share with them is, you know, important and beautiful to share. How has the healing process over the years have been for you?
I think after my son died, I was a little bit more, because that was just so awful for my whole family. So when Ken passed, I was a little bit more prepared of how to deal with it and what to do. I knew I couldn't go into this dark hole like I did when my son died. I knew I really had to take care of myself because my mental state really affects my children.
Yes.
And so they've been through enough and I couldn't go down that same dark hole that I went through before. So I really learned to self-soothe. I really learned to be aware, like, okay, I'm having a moment. Am I hungry? Am I tired? Do I need to exercise? What am I grateful for? My daughter, Melania, had said to me after Ken passed, I was in my office furious. And she said, you know, mommy, you have to be grateful for the time that you did have with Ken and not for what you don't have. A lot of, you know, most people don't even get that. So that really helped me to, you know, thinking from that perspective. We're not guaranteed anything when people we love come into our life. We're guaranteed nothing. And so that's why it's so important to tell the people in our life that you love them and spend time with them and, you know, not waste time. I just feel that time is so precious and you just don't know. So I think if you can think about it from the perspective of what, be grateful for what you have, not for what you don't have, I think it's a little gentler. And, you know, I also I was on a hike one day and I could hear my husband talking to me saying how hard it was for him to see me sad and crying because he couldn't comfort me the way he would when he was alive. So I thought about that from that perspective, like, wow, how would I feel looking down on my family and my husband or my kids, like sad about me not being here. And so I thought, you know, I'm not honoring anybody by just being angry and depressed and miserable. So that's really helped. I feel like grieving in a positive way for me means keeping your heart open to love, making a difference in the world with my charities, and And for my children, they see that I work hard and that I'm positive and I'm, you know, kind and a generous person, because that's what I want them to have a life. Because I know that your life is so much fuller when you come from a place of gratitude and love.
I love that you share that with us, because I feel like in this world we live on in nowadays, it's hard to find people like you. Truly, thank you for being the way you are, because
thank you.
I'm sure by people listening to you say this on this podcast, you're going to inspire many people. Just absolutely. Like right now, you're inspiring us.
That is really,
really nice to hear.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want you to think that I don't get sad or depressed. I mean, believe me, I have moments. But I know now what to do when I'm having that. I'm like, okay, yes. I need to walk out of my office, go work out, go shopping, get my nails done, you know, call one of my kids, just, you know, go do something else and maybe lay down, close my eyes for a minute or buy myself some flowers. I've learned to self-soothe. And I think that's something that's really helped me.
Yes.
You know, when I'm having a dark moment or something. Mm-hmm. To get out of it. You know, sometimes we think like, oh my God, I'm so depressed and I'm in this awful mental place, especially like the beginning of the year. There's so much pressure that we put our like, okay, it's January 2nd and I need to go to the gym and eat well and lose 100. Like it's, I was listening to Jay Shetty today on the comp.
Oh, I love him.
I love him. Oh, he's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But he was saying like, you know, do it in little bits, like, you know, bring more vegetables in one day a week. Okay. I think that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, no, do it every day.
Yeah.
But I'm a little more aggressive. I'm like, no, but it's the consistency. And that's what I try to say, like with my workouts, if I get 10 minutes in, you know, I don't need to do a full hour every day or whatever I do. It's, you know, go do something for 5 or 10 minutes. And that it's just being consistent and the consistency of eating well and drinking water and getting to sleep early and reading your book. You know, it's just all these little things will make your life better and happier, but it does take some effort and discipline. It's super easy to just sit your phone and look at the TikTok, Donos, but you're really going to you're not going to have a quality life and feel good as you get older. I want to be able to do my hot power yoga when I'm old.
Yes.
And I'm not going to if I gain a bunch of weight or eat a bunch of crap. Yeah. So,
oh my gosh, Christina.
Yes.
We so appreciate you. I mean, you are just like, I don't know, just being on this call with you and being able to see you, your personality and your strength just comes through. And I can just imagine the vibe that you get when people actually get to be around you and get to be in your presence, because you're amazing. If you're ever in the Texas San Antonio area, please let us know.
My friend lives in San Antonio.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That is so amazing. Well, if you ever come, we would love to do like a happy hour or something.
Yes, we would love that.
But let's tell everybody where they can follow you. And do you have anything new that you want to share that's coming up this year? Where can we kind of look for you? I know you said you're going to be working on some new shows and things like that, but where can we kind of see your work or even see what you're doing personally? So follow your journey.
Thank you. You can go to ChristinaFlack.com, and my amazing assistant Sophia is always adding new videos. So we're going to be shooting a new video for NBC on Wednesday. So that'll be up there on California Live. I'm going to be starting a new show with Tyler. I'm working with iHeartRadio a bunch, so that's fun.
Yay!
And I don't know what my agents have in store for me, but I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fun. And then we're working on the new company. I'm too busy. And what else? And doing more podcasts, writing more magazine articles on beauty and wellness. And you can go to prettygirlmakeup.com. There's a 25% discount with Pretty Girl as the discount code. On Instagram, Christina Flack Makeup, and Pretty Girl Makeup is PrettyGirlMakeup. Yeah, so that's it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, I'm definitely going to get the lip gloss, because I need that in my life. Like, seriously.
You're so nice.
Yes, thank you so much. And we appreciate you taking the time, sharing your story again. It's always great to like just kind of see the journey of somebody who's empowering and strong like you. So you are just exactly what Girl Talking Mouse podcast is all about. So interviewing somebody like you is just amazing to do.
Well, yes. It's an honor to be on your show. So thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Yay! Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Thanks, guys.
Happy New Year.
You guys make sure you're listening to Girl Talking Mouse podcast. We are on Latina Podcasters Network. You can download the app or you can find us on Apple Podcast. We'll see you guys soon.